You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, kia ora. Thank you so much for coming down. It's a real pleasure to have you back on the show again.
Always a pleasure to be here and looking at your handsome faces.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Fresh out of bed. Did you guys just wake up?
Yeah, actually, I did.
I was doing some important music biz earlier in the day, but it's been a long day.
Which studio do you work out of?
Out of the record. We're doing some stuff at Big Fan and Depop right now.
Oh, cool. Exciting. I'm so excited.
No, yeah. We're excited for you because you got a brand new single coming out this Friday. So how are you feeling about it?
Yeah.
The music you're pulling out?
Honestly, this single we made last year in April, it's been in rotation for me forever and it feels like it's already out, but not officially, if that makes sense. Like, I've been showing all my friends, family. So yeah, super exciting to finally have something tangible out there from this new era. The video's coming out, we got the single, and then we got the show as well. So feel tired, but super excited.
Yeah. And this is the first release you've put out since your previous EP as well, right?
Yeah, Fantasy and Future.
Yeah. Could you maybe like walk us through a little bit about like, you know, what's been happening with you musically since you put out that EP?
After Fantasy and Future, I feel like I was super just like burnt out because we didn't just do like a full length EP. We did, you know, the movie and then the gig and then like the movie premiere. So that was a lot, like a video for every song and then the narrative on top of that. So I was burnt out for maybe like half a year. I was still like writing and creating, but I really wanted to hone in on my sound because then that would be sort of like the base for the universe that I build and my identity as an artist and how I want to put myself out there sort of thing. So creatively, I've just been navigating outside of music and also like in music, obviously. And it wasn't until, I guess, Song Hubs last year where Sewed Pieces was made that I was like, oh, this is the kind of stuff that I really actually want to do, more like fun hip house vibes. And yeah, I've just like the last year since Song Hub's been trying to collab with different producers and really perfect that sound that I'm vibing with at the moment. So yeah, who knows? EP on the way, maybe end of year, start of year.
Awesome, yeah. And I guess like, you know, sort of those themes of burnout and then rediscovering your own sound, are those themes that you touch upon in Sewed Pieces lyrically?
In a way, yes, but maybe like not so directly. Because I mean, when you're an artist, right? I mean, like you both probably relate to this, but it can feel very corporate. It can feel super heavy just trying to climb the algorithm ladder, trying to be, you know, on social media and everything. It can be really overwhelming and you kind of lose the essence of like what the art is about. So when I went into like Song Hubs, like part of the fatigue was that, like focusing on the social media aspect and everything but the music. So when I went into Song Hubs and, you know, it was curated by Ninth Wonder and he was there every day going into the rooms and his energy was just like a breath of fresh air. Like, I haven't thought that way or haven't felt that way. I haven't witnessed that passion from anyone or anything in like a long time. So that was like the first time where I was like, oh, this is what it's about, like making music, really immersing yourself in the art. And so Pieces is about that, just like having fun with the process and going outside of your comfort zone type beat for the art and for what you're passionate about.
Yeah. And was it in the Song Hubs program that you met Becca, or do you guys already have like some kind of musical relationship before then?
No, honestly, like I'm not tapped into the Brisbane Australian music scene as much as I want to be. So when I met her when we had our first dinner for Song Hubs and we just clicked as like friends to start with. Because have you guys met her?
She's
amazing. Like, she's so sweet. She's so lovely. Like, and I feel like we have the same sense of humor. So I think we were just chatting every day until we got in the room together. And at that point, like, I was already comfortable with everyone. So it was just super smooth sailing. Like, it was my day. Like, I was the lead artist for that room. And so it was supposed to be my song. And Becca was supposed to be, like, co-writing. But then she ended up, like, writing, like, the hook and then the pre-chorus. She's just, like, writing things. And I was like, I need that.
She's like kind of taking control of the operation.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like locked in on the verses and then she was just like humming and I was like, oh, that sounds kind of good low key. Like, I don't think I can
record that.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get her in the booth. But yeah, super natural, super easy to work with. Very grateful. Yeah.
Awesome. And can you tell us a bit about the music video as well that's going to accompany this single? You know, like what kind of themes can we expect in that? Or, you know, tell us about the music video.
Have you guys seen it?
I actually have, yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you like it?
I did, yeah. It's pretty awesome, yeah.
Well, as I touched upon earlier, this era is just like stemming from that whole like burnout, that kind of anger towards just like being a rat, social media rat, Instagram rat, and being part of that rat race. So this new era is going against that and sort of being like, guys, like, get off your phones and start living and go on adventures, hang out with friends, invest in your communities, step outside of your comfort zone. And the music video is exactly that. I sort of like, spoiler alert, but I quit my job and then I go on an adventure, and the music video just follows that whole process, and it's super fun. I got a lot of my friends in it as well. We're in nature, we're in a farm. So yeah, super fun vibes.
Yeah. How do you sort of balance, like, you know, going offline, blocking out the noise from social media and, you know, the digital age, while doing the things that you need to do as an artist to, you know, promote yourself and get yourself out there on the interwebs?
Honestly, I don't really have the answer for that, because, you know, I talk a lot about, like, get off your phone and, like, just go out. But I can't really do that right now. During my rollout, you know, I'm posting Instagram Reels every day, posting TikToks every day, or I try to at least. So I just try not to doom scroll. Like, I just set an intention to, when I'm on here, I just like reply to messages or I just post my art. And I try to avoid saying like post my content now, because the content that I'm putting out now is very thoughtful. And I would say expressions of art, you know, it just happens to be online. And so I set an intention, and I just try not to be too in my head about it. Like, if it happens, it happens. Whatever, you know, wanting to be viral or whatever success that I want to find in that, it's just part of it. Like, I can't escape the fact that the music industry runs on that now. Like, I can't escape it. I just have to embrace it, accept it, but also understand that there's more to life and there's more to art than just that, you know? At the end of the day, it's not that serious. Like, we're just making music. It's beautiful. Like, we're so lucky to have this passion and to do what we do, and we have the talent, you know? And yeah, I just feel very grateful, and just don't overthink everything, if there's anybody listening that can that can relate.
Awesome, yeah. Like, you're kind of like setting your own boundaries within the system that exists already.
Yeah, and not drowning in it, you know, because people can drown in it. And just like constantly telling yourself there's more to this than, you know, than that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, of course, definitely. And you also, sonically in this track, like, you're sort of going into new ventures, you know, with like the, what do you call it? Hip house, yeah. Was that something that you wanted to try doing when you went into the Song Hubs program, or was that something that you sort of developed with the producer, Mona Koshoi?
I think I was like kind of dabbling in it prior to Song Hubs, but I didn't know that that was what it was. I was sort of like, oh, I like these kind of beats. I don't know how to describe them. And then, yeah, I went into the booth with Mona for that first day, and she is just wonderful. Have you ever heard her music?
Personally, no.
Okay. You should look her up.
Wait, who's this again?
Her name's Mona Koshoi. She's part of a band at the moment, French Perfume or something like that, with her partner. But she lives out in LA. She came here for Song Hubs, but she lives in LA, and she is just so, she's an angel. She's somebody who's like really successful, but so down to earth. Like, I was talking to her that whole time, and then she was all of a sudden like listing all the things that she's done, and I'm like, whoa, who are you? I would have never known just from her aura. But what was the question? Sorry, I just got lost, like, talking about Moana. Anyway, I think she was describing what type of song this was, and I was like, oh, yo, that's the kind of thing that I want to do. And we were like pulling out references, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And so I started mimicking, like, sewed pieces with all the new projects that I'm doing, but not really mimicking, you know.
Were there any, like, particular, I guess, like, hip house tracks or artists who've made those kind of beats that you were drawing upon?
Yes, but I'm blanking on the names, low-key. I guess, like, Amine would be, and K-Tramine. K-Tramine, like, their duo.
Yeah.
I guess the album was, like, big inspiration for me.
Yeah, definitely K-Tronado.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you heard the album before?
Actually, I don't think I've heard that specific collab. Like, I listened to a lot of K-Tronado, but I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah, it's so goated. Yeah, I would love, like, K-Tronado beats and then, like, me rapping over it. Like, that would be so
hell
sick.
Yeah.
That's, like, the goal for me.
I've yapped quite a bit, JC. Is there anything you'd like to add, possibly?
I mean, I'm just curious, because, like, when you thought of, I'm going to say trip mm-hmm. house, because that's what you describe it as, what is your process of coming to that type of genre from previous genres? Like, what is your process from hopping from that?
I guess, like, for me, there's a period after my first couple albums where I didn't really feel comfortable in the skin of the sound that I had, if that makes sense, the skin slash sound that I had. And so I was just dabbling in a lot of things. Growing up, I've always loved, like, samba music, bossa nova, sort of Latin influences, Brazilian music, Filipino music as well can be like that. And I guess they sort of have the same, like, melody, rhythm, just kind of, like, bouncy, dancey. And I never really experimented with that in my earlier days. So when I found that sound and when I allowed myself to kind of explore that, it was just like, this is the kind of genre that I'm supposed to be in, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense because, like, our culture, right, has such a rich embodiment of moving around, lots of flamboyant activities happening, like dance, for example. Yeah. And that kind of leads up to my next question about the culture side of things and your music. In this particular project, would we see a lot of movement?
Yes. I mean, hip house, you know? This show piece is very dancey. If you see the end of the music video, there's a lot of movement in there as well. I wouldn't say that I'm a great dancer myself, but if there's a lot of people around, I'll do it. But yeah, I mean, this EP, I want people to come to the show and I want them to just be like dancing the whole night. Like, that's the goal, really. So yes, movement, hopefully.
Hell yeah. And I guess, like, going back to what you said earlier and maybe, like, just paraphrasing what you said about maybe not feeling quite in the skin of your sound at the time, do you feel like with this single you're more attuned to the sound that you're creating with the song?
Very. Because I think it goes hand in hand. Like, it's not just, like, my flow and it's not just the lyrics. It's, like, the textures, the different instruments, the rhythm. All of that is, like, in perfect unison with how I am right now and how I'm feeling and the type of stories that I want to tell. So, yeah, 100%.
And you also said, you know, you weren't really sure if this was going to be part of, like, another EP or, like, a full-length album. You're kind of just, like, taking things, like, one step at a time. Is that correct?
Yes, but knowing me, I'm very much, like, project heavy. So the goal is to have a full-length project by the end of the year or the start of the year, depending, you know, on so many factors. But I've been making music with a producer named Laz, and we have, like, 6-7 demos that I could just put together, you know what I mean? Oh,
sorry.
I meant that.
Oh, yeah. Intentional. 6? Sorry.
I didn't even think of it.
I didn't even notice until you pointed it out.
My brain's fried.
How old are you, Otto?
I'm 25, actually, so I'm too old to be doing this kind of shit, to be honest. But
no, oh my goodness. I didn't clock it until, like, yeah, oh, me too.
No, my brain's fried.
When you went like this, I wasn't even thinking that. And it took me, like, 3 seconds to be like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then I saw your reaction to it, too. Sorry, side note. Moving on.
But yes.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
You were talking about, like, the your project. Producer, Laz. Yeah. Had, like, 7 demos. Just by themselves.
Yeah, but I want to make it perfect. Next time I put out a project, it'll be like the best thing I've ever done.
Make every project like it's your last, what I've heard. Do you believe that statement?
Well, I'm 27, so I can't be playing around like that. Maybe after I pass the 27 mark, I can say that, but
yeah, I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Did you just turn 27 or is your...
No,
your
I'm turning up? 28 in June, so...
Okay, just, like, be careful until June.
The next, however many months, 4 months, I think, so...
Yeah.
Counting down the days.
After June, you can go crazy.
Yeah.
I've always asked this question to every, like, guest on Walao, but, like, this upcoming project, how much of the culture do you reckon is going to be involved or influenced? Like, as in, like, the artistry bit of it all. Like, will Filipino culture be more involved in this project? Because I remember Pandesal, the song Pandesal was really, like, in there. But, like, will there be more of that?
Oh, bro. Oh, like, yeah. Hell yeah. I go back to the Philippines, like, maybe biannually. I go back at least. So every time I go back, I'm always just super inspired by the experiences that I have. And on the cultural standpoint, right now, it's just the experience side of things. I want to delve more into, like, the sounds and the textures and the history, because I feel like I'm just, like, super whitewashed since, like, moving here. I don't know if I can say that, but I think our culture is so beautiful and I have so much to learn from it. And now that I'm getting older, I'm like, I need to know more. I need to relearn my language and learn about my ancestors and look on Pinterest for Filipino art type beat. So I think this next project will definitely be re-exploring the cultural side and on a deeper level.
Yeah. Well, I think we've kind of covered, like, most of the questions we've had about the track, but this weekend, the day after the single drops, you know, you're doing a show at Deadwitch.
Yes.
And you mentioned, you know, you want people to be dancing, you know, it's going to be a pretty lively party, but can you tell us about what people should expect if they head on down?
We say it's like not just the show, it's a gateway to experience. So we'll have like brochures where there'll be like QR codes for people to sign up, because we don't want people to just like show up, have fun, and then like that's it. We want the connection to keep going. So it's an invitation for people to who aren't part of a community or who are and want to expand their communities to just come through and meet people, have a boogie. We have Shasky, we have Spidertown Baby, if you... You guys know Spider-Town.
We love Spider-Town.
Yeah, she's insane. She's going to be so fun. We also have my LBN member, Old Boy coming, if you guys remember him. So different genres on the night. And by the end of it, we'll be doing the draw for the raffle. If you guys have seen that, you buy a ticket, you win a... You're in the draw to win a free skydive with me at a later date.
Oh, shit.
So.
That's a crazy prize.
Yeah. So, yeah, gateway to experience, right?
Yeah. And I guess a gateway to join the Light Beings Network
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. That's the initiation.
I was literally, like, in my brain when you mentioned that prize. I was like, that shit, that's going to be a sick music video moment
yeah.
right there if you guys ever do that again.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.